Yes.
If you said no, I was going to tell you to go back and sit down.
I think I'm on. We're going to be talking in Daniel tonight, Daniel 3. Daniel 3, verses 13 through 30. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my God, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now if ye be ready that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, the dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have commanded that I have made, well. But if ye worship not, ye shall be cast in the same hour into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 7 times more than it was wont to be heated. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hosen, their hats, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent and the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these 3 men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished, and rose up in haste, and spake and said unto his counselors, Did not we cast 3 men bound in the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, True, O king. He answered and said, Lo, I see 4 men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the 4th is like the Son of God. Then Nebuchadnezzar came to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth to the midst of the fire, and the princes, the governors, the captains, the kings, the counselors, being gathered together, saw these men, upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was an hair of their head singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of the fire had passed on them. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who have sent his angels and delivered his servants that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies, that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore I make a decree there that every people, nation, language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut into pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the provinces of Babylon. I skipped a little bit of that ahead because I'm safe for time tonight, but in that you talk about it, he made a golden image. They made a gold image, and they said if he didn't, these people were supposed to bow. When the flute and the harp, that bud, all that was made, they were supposed to bow. But you see here, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego didn't bow. But what I think about when I'm reading this chapter right here is all the other people that did bow. There was people that was there. There was people that was mentioned because they didn't bow, just like the rest of the world did. How many of us here tonight are accused of bowing to things? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were the only 3 mentioned in this word. So all these other people, I'm sure there was people that didn't believe the same way that they probably believed the same way Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did. But the fear they took and let that thing take them to where they're bowing to other gods. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they didn't do that. It says right here that they took and standed for the God. They didn't bow to the world. Then you see the Chaldeans, which I put as the world. And the world's going to come after you. They're going to take and say all kinds of things about you. They're going to do whatever they can do to get you to take and fall for your faith. Fall to faith. They don't want you to stand up. The devil sure don't want you to stand up in the day that we're living in right now. He don't want to see the light shine. He wants you to be smothered out. He wants you to be put down. This world, they need what we have. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, if they had bowed, If they had gave in, if they had took him, done what the king had said right here, he gave him another chance. He came right before him again and said, if you bow, I won't kill you, pretty much from the point of that view there. But he said, they said, no matter what, they're going to keep on serving God. They weren't going to bow to the world. They said that he said that God's going to deliver me. And if he don't, I'm still not bound to the world. What faith he had. Hey, in this world we're living in today, I look at my own life and I was just thinking back on it, the things that I bow to. I remember a time when the boss told me that he needed me to work Sunday nights and Wednesdays. And I bowed to the world. I gave in. I feel ashamed for it because it costed me. I wonder in my mind what I missed out, what blessings I missed out on. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they got to be in the fire. They got to see God move in their lives. They got to see their coats, their hair, there was not a hair on their head singed. Nothing happened to them. They got to see a great miracle work in their life because they didn't bow to the world. Where are you at in your life right now? Is there people right now? I'm just wondering if there's anybody that maybe is bowing to the world right now. It's not a good place to be. I remember how unhappy I was. I remember the things I was thinking about when I was at the job. I could have been to church hearing God's word. But instead, I took and chose the job because I was scared I was going to lose my job. This is the things that we're going to try to come after you, whatever they can. Maybe it's a friend. Maybe it's a friend that takes and tell you, hey, smoke this cigarette. Hey, drink this beer. I don't know where you're at in your life. I don't know who's in here tonight, where you're at in your life. But maybe you got that right now in your life. Maybe you're at that point. They're pressuring you. This world's going to pressure you to do wrong. This world's going to pressure you to sin. And the devil wants you to do that because if you do that, hey, you can't be used while you're in that state. God wants you to light to shine. Hey, and if we're not shining, our light isn't shining. And like Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego, their light shined for God. They took and made a difference. But what if they hadn't? What would people have seen? Would they have seen anything in them? In Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's life, would they have seen anything? If they had bowed, the people just like the rest of those people did, would they have seen anything in them that would resemble God? I wonder, I think about all the people I could have maybe reached if they had seen me say, take a stand. If I'd have said, hey, I'm going to go to church tonight because that's where I'm supposed to be at, in the house of God. But all the chances I missed out on. And we see after that God took and delivered them. And he said that they promoted them. So they got promoted. They got to see a blessing. They got promoted. And again, in Daniel 6, I'm just going to turn here as quick as I can. Daniel 6, verses 10. This is talking about Daniel's life. Daniel pretty much had the same thing happen. He was tempted to do wrong. He was tempted to do what God told us not to. He was supposed to pray. He was praying to his God, and the world didn't want him to do it because they challenged those princes again. The world, the presidents, the princes, they had made a decree with the God. They made a king. The king made a decree that they couldn't pray. And Daniel didn't listen to that. See, it said Daniel didn't change anything he had done. It said Daniel took and done as he always had done. He prayed, just like he'd always done. Hey, what are we doing tonight? Are we doing what we're supposed to be doing? Are we standing up for God? Are we doing what Daniel did? Daniel stood when it was his life in jeopardy. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they stood when it was their life in jeopardy. And the simplest things in this world, and we just give in. I know I'm talking to myself tonight. I'm not preaching. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking about myself tonight because the Lord dealt with my heart about this, about bowing to the world. I went out to eat with people. I remember me and my wife went out to eat, and I told her afterwards I was convicted hard after it. But I went out to eat with people I knew that weren't saved. I knew that if I prayed, they were going to see, maybe they'd mock me. Maybe they would think something about me. Maybe they would say something. In my heart, I knew that I should have prayed. But I let my flesh, I let my heart, I kept on thinking in my mind, what are they going to say? And I bowed. I gave into the world. I gave into I could have been a light to those people. Maybe they could have seen God in me. They've seen somebody get prayed and they won't give up, just stand for the truth. But I didn't. I bowed. I'm just wondering in my heart, what I missed. I've prayed since then with them. I've gotten over. The Lord's helping me with that. I'm telling you, it's the Lord's helped me. I'm nothing special. Now, I don't know why the Lord God even called me to preach, but I'm thinking that He did. Amen. But the Lord, hey, can the world see God in you? Can the world see God? You know the song, "Don't hide your bushel, don't hide your light in the bushel, don't hide your light." That's a kid's song, I know, but it's true. We sometimes hide our light, and the world can't see it. The world needs what we have, but if we're hiding it, the world can't see it. My message tonight is: don't bow to the world. Don't quit. Don't give in. This world needs somebody that's going to stand up for God. This world needs people that are going to stand for God. The world needs to see it. This world needs to see somebody stand for Him. In this last days, it's getting more corrupt and more. It might get to the point where it costs us our lives to stand for God. Are we going to stand for God? Are we going to take and just give in like these other people that bowed? They bowed. I'm sure there was many people there that day that knew that wasn't what they were supposed to be doing. They knew that wasn't real. But you can see here, He made a decree. He made a law that if they bowed, they were going to die. So he made it, you know, they couldn't do it unless they wanted to die, pretty much. But they didn't get and give in to those things. I've seen people take and do the, I've seen in my own life, I've seen it do the drop the fork prayer, maybe the sneeze prayer, all those things that you do. But hey, we need to stand for God. We can't give in. We can't be acting like that. The Lord, the world needs to see this. The Lord needs to be shown in us. We need to be a light in this lost and dying world. But if we're hiding it, we're hiding our light. And if we're hiding our light, the world can't see it. And the world can't be growing if we're not showing a light. The world needs to see God in us, through us. Hey, we're his mouth. We're the people that he's supposed to be using. If we're saved tonight, we got a job to do. Just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did. Just like Daniel did. What blessings they got to have because they took and did what the Lord they knew was right. They knew what they were supposed to do with the Word of God. They didn't bow to the world. They didn't quit. They didn't give in. I see that Daniel, he took and got to see lions. He got to lay with lions and probably pet them at nighttime. Maybe they're purring or whatever. You know, the Lord did a great miracle in his life. He got to sleep with some lions. And the Bible said the Lord shut their mouths. What a miracle. Then he got promoted too. All these things in the Bible, I see people took in, the people go to church. I've seen people go to church and then they go in the world. And I've been convicted of this myself. I'm not preaching. I'm preaching myself right now. I go to church and act one way and then go to the world and act another. Go to the job and act. The world can't get nothing from that. Amen. This world needs what we have. This world needs what we have. When I think about it, don't bow to the world. The word bow, if you look into it, it means to show reverence, to submit. If any of y'all watch wrestling, maybe UFC or whatever else is wrestling, whatever, but when they take and give them a lock, they take and tap out. They're submitting. They're giving in. That's what we're doing. God said here they could have submitted. He gave them a chance to submit. He gave them a chance to take and tap out. But they didn't do it. And guess what showed up in time? The Lord God showed up. Hey, if you stand for God and you don't quit, you don't submit, the Lord God is going to help you through that trial. I don't know what trial you're in right now. Maybe you're going through a thing with a job. I don't know where you're at in your life, but God will help you. Hey, don't tap out. Don't quit. Don't give in. I don't know how many people have seen the movie The Patriot, this old movie, but the guy I seen there, they were all coming after him. They were taking him down. They were taking him, and they said they were killing him. Well, the people started retreating, and then you seen the man taking, grab the flag. And he started charging forward. And he said, hey, he did something that I wish I could do in my life. Hey, don't retreat. He said, don't retreat. Hold the line. We have a line to hold. This is a fight we're fighting tonight. It might not seem, but we're fighting a fight. We're fighting a fight for God. There's people out there that need something. They need something that we have. And if we don't shine our light, if we don't show the world what God has for us, if we don't show the world this Bible, we don't show the world through us, we don't show them what God's done in our lives, what are they going to go to? What are they going to see? Hey, we got to stand for God. We can't quit. We got to stand up for God. There's a lot to be said in Daniel's life and a lot to be said in Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's life. What men to follow God. In my own life, I wish I could be like these people. I want to be like them. I want to be able to take and stand for God. I don't want to quit. I don't want to tap out. That's the most, like I said before, it's the most miserable place to be. It was not a happy place at all. I didn't like it. I was unhappy. I want to read this verse here, Ephesians 6. 13 through 14. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. We need to stand for God.
Amen.
Hey, friend, we got to stand for God. This world needs to see God in us. We got to stand up for God. There's people in this world that need us. Maybe it's a lost loved one. Maybe it's a friend. Maybe it's the friend that's tempting you to do those things. Maybe they're trying to see what you are. Hey, they need to see God in you. They're testing you. This world needs to see who we are. And sometimes they'll do that. When I wasn't saved, I remember I did that. I tested people to see how they really were, if they were genuine or not. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had a bow. If Daniel had said he wasn't going to pray because that he didn't do that, though. Daniel prayed. He did as he had always done.
Amen.
And we need to do that. We need to do as we are supposed to do. God told us what to do. We got a job to do. Everybody in here has something we need to be doing for God. Are we going to stand up for God, or are we going to bow to the world? My question to you tonight is, are you standing for God right now? Or are you on your knee right now? There was people here that were on their knee when they knew they weren't supposed to be doing that. They knew that's where they weren't supposed to be there. But they were bowing to the world. They were bowing. They gave in under pressure. I pray you're not there tonight. I pray nobody in this building is like that tonight. I pray, Lord God, that we all stand for him. We don't quit. We stand for God. He needs people to stand for him in this last day. I pray, Lord God, to help you tonight. I don't know if anybody got any help from this, but I pray to God that just... If you'll stand for him, he'll change your life. He'll make a way for that trial that you're having. He'll make a way. Just trust him and don't bow.